This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
I'm Rebecca Reutz, and welcome to Tea Time with Becky. Here, we'll talk about personal growth, inner healing, and manifestation, all to help you build the life of your dreams, in short episodes that you can indulge in over your morning cup of tea. You'll also hear from awesome guest speakers that are bound to light you up in some way. I'm so excited to take you on this journey with me. Welcome back to Tea Time with Becky. I want to just start off by thanking you, beautiful souls, so much for all of your love and support. It has just been so overwhelming for me in the best way. I am just so grateful that you keep joining me here and that you are now comfortable enough to reach out with things that you would like to hear on the podcast. And it just lights me up so much. So thank you so much for being here. Today we're going to talk about grief. So it's something that each and every one of us goes through multiple times in our lifetime, but I find that it's very under-discussed. So we're not going to talk about grief in the sense of necessarily losing a loved one, but just grief on the bigger scale, and you could look at it even as smaller scale. So I want to start off by saying that there are so many different types of grief and that you are always fully allowed to express grief and to process it. There are so many different layers to it. And I just want to break down a couple ways that it has come up for me in my lifetime or through my time with clients that I see. I want to break down a few examples for you so that you can see how different people in your life may be expressing or going through grief in a way that you maybe won't understand, or maybe in ways that you're going through grief that you haven't actually realized that that's what you were trying to process. So my first example for you is if a close friend of yours tells you that they have lost their job. Now, maybe you know that they have absolutely hated this job and you see it as a beautiful new opportunity for them and one door closing to another door opening. However, as exciting as that may be in the big picture, that doesn't mean that that person is not grieving the loss of that job and potentially going through all different types of emotions like fear and sadness, regret, all of the things. So that's a small example of someone going through grief and you being able to see the bigger picture from the outside looking in, but that person being in it, not really being able to be there yet. So a better way to go about this would be to just ask them how they're doing, if there's anything that you can do for them, or if there's any way that you can be there for them while they're going through this process. And then you can also be there to cheer them on once they've gotten through that little bit of grief from the loss of that job and once they're on the same page as you. The same goes for identities. A lot of times when we go through big moments of growth, we hit a new stage in our life where we have to shed an old identity. And this could be with jobs, relationships, with anything really. And in order to get to that next step, we have to let something go. But in letting that old identity go, we still have to grieve that loss. And this can look like so many different things. A personal example I have for you is when in 2020, well, the end of 2020, when I decided I needed to close my hair salon, my whole family was so supportive and so there for me, and they were so happy for me. They were so excited that I was going to be moving into a new chapter of my life. They knew, they believed in me so much and knew that whatever I did next, I was going to, they really believed that I was going to succeed, and they were so happy for me. However, in those moments, I was still so frustrated because I still needed to grieve the loss of that old identity, of that old life that I had created. Even though I knew and I had made the decision to move out of that, I still also needed the time and the space to grieve that loss, to grieve that I had put in time and that that time was over, and to grieve the loss of that old identity. Another example of this I have for you is I had a client a while back who had found out that she was pregnant, and her whole family was, again, was so excited for her. And the general response was, oh my gosh, congratulations, this is the best thing ever. However, in that moment, she wasn't necessarily in the mindset to, or feeling ready to, have a baby. She was stable enough and felt that she was ready enough to have the baby. However, she still had to grieve the loss of her old identity and the end of the life that she was living before this point. And it's hard because we need that time and space to grieve that. And it's hard sometimes for the loved ones around us to necessarily understand that that's what we're going through. And I'm sure that you've had moments in your life where this has happened to you. And the reason I bring it up is because it seems to be that we recognize it when it's happening to us, but we don't recognize it as grief. However, we, on the flip side, don't always recognize that then we do the same thing to other people. So when we jump on the, oh my gosh, congrats, or oh, I need to cheer you up, or if this person is sad, how can I make them feel better? Sometimes we have to just let people sit in their shit, and we have to let them process their emotions and let them take as long as they need to process those emotions. Now, I'm not saying that we necessarily want to let someone lie in bed with no help for days on end, but just allowing them the space, even if we were to say, I understand that you're going through some things right now, let me know if you'd just like me to sit and listen and just hold space for that person with no judgment, without even wanting or trying to cheer them up, just letting them process the emotions that they're going through out loud without feeling like they're going to be judged, or without feeling like you're trying to fix the problem for them. Because sometimes we really just need to process the things that we have lost in order to fully appreciate and experience the new. It's really all part of the human experience. When something new is birthed and created, it only makes sense for there to be a deathing phase that goes along with that. So when we just allow ourselves the time to actually process that and lean into it, and even just almost celebrate that deathing phase, even with all the uncomfortable emotions that come with it, at the end of the day, it does represent that something new is coming, or a rebirth is coming. I know that that sounds a little out there and a little difficult, but really, if we give ourselves the time and we give others the time, we really allow ourselves to truly process emotions so that we aren't just sweeping them under the rug and suppressing them so that we have to deal with them later. I hope that this episode helped you out a little bit, or even just put into perspective some of the things that you are maybe going through or have gone through, or maybe even that other people in your life are going through. I would always love to hear your thoughts and how you feel about each episode, either in a review, or if you'd like to send me a message on Instagram at Becky L. Coleman. I always love hearing from you guys. Thank you so much for joining me, and I'll talk to you next time.